who are regulars on TV in terms of a per match deal and no guarantees, who are regulars and you would think are TV stars, got to be earning six figures, and I think you'd be blown away. But then, you know, there's a lot of people who are paid, I think, quite fairly too. It's just there's a real range, and I don't know. I think wrestlers should talk more to each other about what they earn. I've always thought that. I know that the people who have done best contract-wise over the last 20 years are the ones who are open and find a group of people to bring in as confidants to talk about their contracts with. I do not like the mentality of I don't talk about my contract with anybody else and nobody else talks to me about their contract. I'm sure occasionally I get that line from someone who just doesn't want to share that kind of information with me, and I respect and understand that. But the wrestlers over the years who have given me a good indication of what different people are making, and sometimes it's the wives, I have to admit, who have shared a lot of good information with me about that kind of thing over the years. But, and the wives talk to each other. That's one of the networks that sometimes occurs. But I am a proponent of wrestlers sharing information. I mean, within reason. You know, you don't, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if there'd be harm in just going public with it all. I think that there's a level of power, that empowerment that comes from that. Now, I don't think every indie wrestler on any indie show, if it's kind of a part-time thing, needs to go around doing that, because it can lead to hard feelings and disrupt things. And I think there are certain deals on a smaller level that can be negotiated. But when it's your livelihood and it's your career and it is how you depend on paying the bills, and you just might not be as good of a negotiator as somebody else who is equally valuable to you or less valuable than you, I just think wrestlers should compare notes more. But I'm excited to see what they do with Gail Kim. I mean, I've really become a fan of hers in the TNA Knockouts division. She is a candidate to be a breakout star for WWE, either on Raw or SmackDown. So the one thing I did learn is that I was given an indication that all the other Knockouts are signed to deals, 2-3 years long. I've been given indications that is not the case, and that that some of the Knockouts are not signed and locked in, and that WWE would be able to, based on the terms of whatever the agreements are with some of them, would be able to get some of them. I wasn't given specific names, but I was told that it would surprise me a couple names who are not signed and locked in at this point, that this person I talked to thought TNA management should get on it and make sure that they don't lose more of their Knockouts division. Hopefully they're not being flippant about it. I really hope they're not being flippant about it if from TNA's perspective. There were a lot of assumptions, and I think those assumptions turned into, a belief that it was a truth, that Kevin Nash and Samoa Joe were going to headline in the October pay-per-view for TNA. And I've been told by two sources that just isn't the case. Not that it wasn't possible that that might be where they go, but it was never slated, it was never even penciled in the booking meetings, that Nash versus Joe would headline the October pay-per-view. And the reason this kind of went nuts over the past month is, as word got out that Kevin Nash's one-year contract extension was coming due sometime, I don't know, mid-September, late September, early October, somewhere in that range, the feeling was, uh-oh, you know, Kevin's positioning himself to be in a place where fans expect him to take on Joe, and that TNA will have pressure to sign him in order to get this match that they built up but haven't delivered on. I think management kind of sees that, and I think now they're backing down a little bit from wanting to even go in that direction because they don't want to give Nash that extra leverage. Nash is doing a lot of good PR work on the road for TNA. He's still going to TV tapings. He's well-liked in the locker room. I mean, this is not the same Kevin Nash. It's a very different circumstance, and he's 10 years older than he was during the Monday Night Wars. It's just a very different atmosphere, different person, and he's got a different place in the locker room now, and it's very different politics, and he gets along with everybody. I mean, he's really earned people's trust in as much as you can for somebody who has a reputation like Kevin Nash does, dating from his WCW days. A couple statistics interesting to talk about. Billboard DVD sales charts for this last week. Actually, the list just came out. NBA Champions Boston Celtics, that DVD is number 2 behind SummerSlam, the complete anthology, which is number 1 right now. WWE videos hold 7 of the top 10 spots in the Billboard top 10 sales right now. TNA not on any of them, or not any of them. There's one USC event, one Major League Baseball event, and then the Boston Celtics NBA one hold three of the other spots. We used to track this a lot more when wrestling videos were kind of new, and it was a little more fascinating that they just did so well. Now it's almost a foregone conclusion. I mean, they're just almost always dominating that market. They are a great, they promote it on TV every week. I mean, that's a big part of it. You know, the NBA doesn't really promote their DVDs that much, and they're not around year round. Same with Major League Baseball. And I also think wrestling just fits, the DVD genre, the compilation type thing. But I think it's a lot of money's left on the table with, you know, say, the NBA. I think if the NBA took This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.